Welcome to Five Raymond of Rhyme, Season 3.
Special edition.
Special edition.
Why is it the special edition?
Because
this is episode
100.
So if you are one of our regular listeners, thank you so much. You have listened to 100 episodes of The Room in the Room. If you make it to the end of this one, maybe you won't.
So,
but hopefully
next
you do.
Time, we're starting season 4.
No. No way. Let's stay on season 3. I'm enjoying season 3.
Then can we go to season 4 when it's the summertime?
I was thinking maybe we'll do season 4 when we're in America.
Yeah.
You know? I was looking at mics that can travel a bit better than my studio mic here. You know?
Yes.
Maybe bring, like, our laptop.
Like, and fold it.
Yeah, and, like, a small mic, because this is quite a big microphone.
It's gigantic.
Yeah.
Also, I was inventing something that used complex knots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like really hard, like loads of knots.
What were you going to invent? We used to have a loft, and then it became Dylan's playroom. But
what
now,
what do you mean
it's
a loft? Like a loft bed?
No, loft bed is one thing. It was like an attic, and then we made a playroom. And now it's an inventing studio. Oops, what's that noise?
Anyway, let's just ignore that and not delete it.
Yeah, we're just going to ignore that strange noise. Well, it's the 100th episode and it's the end of... Oh, I see. You're sort of kicking that wire over there. Let's try not to do that. And it's the end of half term.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is Monday and I'm supposed to be working, but I have to go to the dentist.
I love going to the dentist.
I don't.
It's the best thing.
So I've got to drop you off at school, and then I've got to drive to the dentist, and then I got to come home and work.
Yeah.
And you have to go to school. Yeah. What was the best part of half term?
I don't actually know. I'm serious. I don't know.
The best part for me was yesterday.
What?
When we went to the Tate Modern, and we saw all those amazing things. And then we walked along the riverbank in the Thames.
Mm-hmm.
That actually scared me. Do you remember when we were walking along? It was kind of when we were near the Oxo Tower. And we were, it was low tide, guys, so the river was out. But we were in between stairs going up. And the wall to our, the sort of the side where land is, not river, which happened to be to our left. We were walking along the south bank of the river. And the wall was so, so, so high up. And I started thinking, how long does it take for the river tides to turn? And where is this other staircase? And what if it's like 10 minutes? And would we have time to swim? And I got really scared for a second. Did you know that?
Yeah. I could tell you by your eyes.
Anyway, but that was my favorite part. It was really, really nice out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite part.
My favorite part was, I actually don't know.
Did you like the infinity mirrors?
Yeah.
Those were super cool.
Especially the
oh, what's her name? Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Kusayama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her name, I don't really know how to say it, but it's Yayoi Kusayama.
My favorite bit in the Tate Modern was actually the bit, I liked the infinity mirrors, but I also liked the thingy, the...
Which one?
The light one with water.
That was the infinity room.
Oh, yeah.
Where you walked in and there was water on the ground and we had to wait.
But also
that was this
also
woman.
Also, I liked the mirror room.
Well, those were both mirror rooms.
Yeah, but I liked
the one with the chandelier.
Yeah, I liked that one a lot.
That one you were very funny in. And we saw, the other thing was that, remember that memorial for the unknown graves? And I think it was, I can't remember what country it was. But this photographer went to these graves for unknown people. And he took pictures of them sort of 1 year and then a few years later. And then the exhibit, each grave had the two pictures like sort of superimposed on each other. So when you looked at it one way, you saw one picture. And when you looked at it another way, you saw another picture.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually, I mean, it was when I noticed what was going on, it was really cool. And then it was really beautiful because they're really actually colorful graves, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it was quite sad, all these graves. And then I felt sad. But it's okay to feel sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sad. Should we say? Okay, Dylan's nodded. Gammy and Grandpa were very, very sad that Emoji has died. Emoji was their cat. He was only 2 years old. And he was killed by a coyote in Cape Cod. And we know you're really sad, and we're sad with you. Because we were really looking forward to seeing Emoji this summer, weren't we? Dylan's nodding. Didn't mean to make the 100th episode a bummer, but this is life, you know? There are sad things in life, and
he's
there
are... only 2 years old.
I know. Poor Bubs. Was he only 2 years old? No, he must have been older than that.
Like three?
Because we haven't been to Cape Cod in two years.
I think
we haven't seen him for 2 years. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. But he must have been like four. Because we saw him when he was a kitten. And we saw him when he was bigger.
Then bigger.
No, he wasn't two. I guess I'm thinking it's been 2 years since we saw him. Because it's been 2 years since you saw your grandparents.
Yeah.
Which is why it's Cape Cod or bust this summer. Which is why we need a traveling microphone. Ay, ay, ay. Dylan, also, what was I also going to say to you? You tell me something now for our 100th episode.
No, you tell me something.
Okay, I'll ask you a question, you have to answer it, and then you can ask me
no,
a
Mommy,
question, and I'll answer
it. What were you going
to
tell me?
I don't know, I was just trying to rack my brain here. So, what's been your best part of doing the Room in the Room? That's a good question, isn't it?
Probably the songs.
You know what's interesting about the songs is that those are our most listened to episodes. So you could have a future as a DJ.
No, I don't really want to.
Be a DJ? DJs play songs for people. That's what they do.
Like, how do they do it?
Well,
I think they like do, do, do. Do, 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 do,
well, no, they can play any songs that they like.
And then
everybody dances, usually.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, but how do they control the songs?
Well, I'm not a DJ. But they have, like... when I think of DJs, Dylan, I'm so old, I think of record players. You don't even know what a record player is, do you? But how they would do it now is they would use their computer.
Okay.
And they would have big...
microphones.
I mean, not microphones, but speakers. If that would be if people were, like, there listening. But we know a DJ. DJ Phil Lorraine. Hi, DJ Phil Lorraine. And so we could ask him if you were ever interested in being a DJ. But I think the number one thing is that you just have to be really into music.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my other favorite thing yesterday. I almost forgot. Was when we were in the tanks. And at the very first thing we went into in the Tate Modern, remember we went into the room with all the big pieces of volcano in it?
Yeah.
And everything sounded so cool in there.
I know.
Did you like it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, Bubs. Okay. All right. 100 episodes. 100 episodes. Back to school. Sticking with season 3. It'll take us through until we go to Cape Cod, which hopefully will be in a couple months. And maybe you should find some more songs to play for people because they seem to really like those episodes. They like the Alan Walker one and Ava Max, those ones. And I think you're tired. I think half term has tuckered you out, my love, hasn't it? Oh, he's falling asleep, guys. If Dylan ever falls asleep, then we decided we would call the show Jen Alone.
I know.
You're not really asleep.
Yeah, I'm actually quite tired.
Okie dokie. Everybody, have a good night's sleep. We will. I'm going to go make supper.
We will say bye.
And you have a date on Roblox.
Not a date.
I mean, like, well, like a play date, a Roblox play date. Okay. But not a date like the way a teenager might.
Like that.
Hey, you're not even supposed to know about kissies yet.
Yeah, I know who. Just saying, I do know who,
Oh,
Daddy.
Dylan found out that Mummy and Daddy are divorced.
No.
Our ex?
No, your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, you found out who my ex-boyfriend was.
You told me.
Oh, well, silly me. I can't even...
Can I tell him?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No. No.
Fine.
We don't talk about exes. We leave them, we send them off with love into the world, and we move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.